Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to another edition of the Brain Injury Radio Network.
I'm ready to blow it just one more sound.
Brain Injury Radio and Radio Ability are sponsored by the TBI Network.
Find them on facebook.com/TBI Network or at tbifn.org.
Brain Injury Radio is on 7 nights a week, and now, for tonight's episode of Brain Injury Radio.
Hello, and welcome to tonight's broadcast of Mess with MS. I'm your host, Lisa Dreyer, on Brain Injury Radio. And Brain Injury Radio is committed to spreading brain injury awareness, and my host focuses on multiple sclerosis. Tonight, I'll be talking about the importance of giving thanks and having gratitude despite and because of chronic illness. You can call in at our number, which is 424-243-9540. And you can listen to us at our station on blogtalkradio.com, Brain Injury Radio. And we'll be here to have you come listen to us, and I hope you do. And if you'd like to be a guest, please go to my Facebook page and contact me. It's on facebook.com/guest-on-mess-with-MS-radio-show. So I hope that if you're listening to this and you have a great story to tell, that you contact me on guest-on-mess-with-MS-radio-show. So, when you were sitting around your Thanksgiving Day table with your family, did you have the tradition where everyone said what they were thankful for on Thanksgiving? That sometimes people think is corny, but that's a lot like what people call gratitude. A gratitude journal or gratitude listing, which is something that is scientifically proven to have benefits on brain health. And that is something that we are going to be talking about tonight. But before we do that, I'd like to say that that my personal opinion and thing I say tonight, it may be exciting. I may be talking about medical experts, but nothing that I say is something that can vouch for what you need. So please consult your medical expert before you change anything in your life. So while my show may be educational, entertaining, or informative, please consult your medical caregiver before making any changes that may adversely affect you. Okay? But I want to talk about, can you be happier and more grateful, more thankful even with the chronic condition? And I think that, yes, you can. So I've been reading a book, and in the book, it talks about how living gratefully is an inside job, the author says. Gratefulness is gratitude from the inside out, not waiting for circumstances to be grateful for. We have to take stock of what is going right in our minds, in our bodies, and the world around us. In our minds and our bodies and the world around us. This goes against fixations on focusing on what's broken. Do you think we focus on what's broken too much as a society? That resonated with me when I read that. So the author is Christine Nelson. She's the executive director for the Network for Grateful Living. And the book is Wake Up Grateful, Transformative Practice of Taking Nothing for Granted. And she was diagnosed with stage 4 cancer at 33 years old. And that resonated with me because when I was diagnosed with MS when I was in my early 30s. So while MS and cancer are not the same thing, I understand what it's like to be told that you have something that a health issue that totally transforms your life at a period of time in your life that is supposed to be so rich and rewarding. You know, usually in your 30s, you're focusing on babies and you're focusing on the good part of your career. You're not focusing on doctor's appointments and infusions and all that. So this woman, Christy, she turned her diagnosis into her life's journey. So despite the fact that her cancer is now something in her past, because she does not have cancer anymore, which is a miracle. She now has become so grateful for the fact that she doesn't have cancer. She leads her whole life to teach others how to feel that way. She says, everyone with a chronic illness knows it's a whole different ballgame. That life can feel like a whole different ballgame after diagnosis. So it's a huge self-defeating trap to start asking yourself what you did wrong or defeatist questions. You should not ask yourself defeatist questions. Instead, why don't you shift your focus to what's going right now? Christy Nelson says that we should ask ourselves, what opportunities are begging for our attention in our lives? What opportunities do we have? We are able to have health care. So we are people that are able to have health care. Some people aren't able to have health care. But as people with chronic illness, as people who have chronic illnesses, most of us have health care. We are able to have health care to go to the doctor. Instead of saying, I have to go to the doctor, we can say, I get to go to the doctor today. It's just a little shift in our brains, and it can make a world of difference. She talks about that in her book. So, sure, you may have many health issues, but why don't you check out how you can just make that little shift in your brain? A really positive, really a hugely positive chapter for me in Nelson's book that I saw is this one called Treasure the Body as Is. I really, really, really think that everyone should check out Nelson's book. So if you have a pen and a piece of paper, I think you should write down Kristi Nelson's name. It's K-R-I-S-T-I, Kristi Nelson, N-E-L-S-O-N. And she is the author of Wake Up Grateful. It's an amazing book. And I loved the chapter, Treasure the Body as Is, because it really talks about the fact that even when you're ill, you have what you have. You might not have everything in your body working, but you do have some things. And it is an amazing checklist of what you have that works. There is a long list of benefits of gratitude for people with chronic illnesses. For people with sleep, diabetic control, it lowers levels of depression, improved heart health illnesses. When you realize your gratitude. So when you do gratitude lists, just like, you know, when we're thankful on Thanksgiving, but when you actually check in with yourself and you realize what you're grateful for. But did you, my listener, realize that a recent brain imaging study shows that gratitude actually improves conditions in the brain, fostering higher mental health scores in subjects with depression and other mental health issues? It actually does, which is amazing. Grateful people recover faster from trauma and injury. They tend to have better personal relationships and improved health overall. Gratitude is a pro-social emotion. Those are emotions that direct us towards the welfare of others. So pro-social emotions are emotions such as like sharing, helping, things that we start to learn in preschool. It creates a sense of bonding and connection. And as we know, the fostering of positive connections are what has kept human society functioning as long as we have. So gratitude is really important for us as a society. It's hugely important. You can feel grief. You can feel grief and sadness. And at the same time, you can feel thankful. So I'm sure you've been in situations, especially holiday situations, where you have felt sad. I know I have been sad around the holidays. And at the same time, happy to be around or near my family, or not just because of my family, that sounds bad, but just the holidays. It evokes emotional responses. Holidays evoke emotion and are filled with emotion. And this, it's the same with gratitude. You can feel a lot of gratitude. And at the same time, you can have other emotions that are not all positive emotions. And that is okay. You don't have to have just one base emotion. We are humans. We are allowed to have multiple emotions at once. I find in a life of being chronically ill that I can feel sick and ill at once. And at the same time, other parts of me can feel fine and healthy. I can have pains, and at the same time, I can feel well in other aspects of my being. I can feel sick in body, but my brain can be happy, and that can make me feel like I'm well enough. If that makes sense. Or it can be like a weird in-between phase. And I think only someone else who is chronically ill would understand that statement. Because I am sick all the time. I hurt all the time. I never have a day where I don't feel blah, weird, sick. I've been ill forever. So when you tell me, I hope you feel better, what does that mean? Not very much to me. I mean, yes, my condition has improved tremendously. In the last 7 years, I've gotten so much better. Oh, my goodness. I can now walk, and I can do a lot of things that I couldn't do before. But I still have pain, sometimes tremendous pain. But I go through it. I get through it. So that's the amazing part. So the one really important tool is the cultivation of gratitude. And you can journal and that really does help cultivate gratitude. Journaling helps cultivate gratitude. And in one study, they learned that if you journaled by writing a sentence every day, it helped with the cultivation of gratitude. So Where does this come when we're talking about brain injury? When you or your loved one has a brain injury, things are going to change. You need to be glad that the change is there. Because if you're not glad for that change, there could be the absence of, instead of the change, there could be nothing. There could be no you. There could be no loved one instead. So instead of feeling cheated by, you know, whatever circumstance, when you think, oh man, I wish that things were the same as they always were. I wish that I could still do such and such the way I always did such and such. I wish that I could watch lights twinkle like I used to watch lights twinkle on trees, because I really liked that. I really liked watching twinkling lights, and you can't anymore because of your brain injury. I know that, I mean, that's one thing for me. I can't watch too many flashing lights. But instead, I can feel grateful for the abilities to do activities with my friends and loved ones, even if it's different than the ones that I used to do. Because now I get to do something else. And variety is the spice of life. Because even if I get to do something different than how it was done in the past, at least I get to do something. It's so much better being here and getting to do something than not being able to get to do anything at all. And as part of being grateful of your gratitude, that instead of buying presents for adult friends and people in your life, consider writing gratitude letters for them or donating to causes in their names, donating gifts like for causes that you think would be good for those people. Donate to a cause that they would enjoy donating to. Gratitude is like its own feedback loop, because when you invest in it, it continually rewards you and the people whom you put into that feedback loop. It continually goes back and forth. It's a wonderful phenomena to become a part of. And it keeps building on itself. So consider it like that. And after sustaining a brain injury, think about how an important factor is to stimulate the brain. So functional MRIs show activation from gratitude in reward pathways and the hypothalamus. Just like an SSRI med like Prozac, gratitude can boost the neurotransmitter serotonin and activate the brainstem to produce dopamine in the brain. That is amazing. So think about that. Think about how that is actually, like, gratitude is like its own pill. An attitude of gratitude is beneficial brain health. It's literally, you're literally giving yourself your own pill. So it helps reconstructure the brain, and it helps it maintain positive mindset. It's crucial during stages of recovery for people who've had brain trauma. So how can we all practice gratitude? How can everyone, all of us, let's think about it. How can we all practice gratitude? We can keep a journal, right? So when stopping at a light, at a red light, you can name everything you are grateful for before it turns green. You can tell a family member you appreciate them. You can tell friends that you're grateful for them. And you can think about a successful event in your life. I really like this one. You can do an A to Z gratitude list during the month. And every day, every different day, do a different letter. Like start day one of the month, A. And think of a letter, think of a different thing that starts with A. What starts with A on day one that you're grateful for? Go from there. And go. And it doesn't have to be like apples. I'm grateful for apples. But just start your sentence with A and go from there. And it will help boost your creativity too. Maybe you have a best friend named Anne. Who knows? But it can be your guide towards your gratitude that month. I hope that this have given you some ideas. We've had a caller this show, and I'm going to see who it is and see if they want to talk to us for a while. Okay, caller 804, you're on Mess with MS.
Hi.
Hi.
How are you doing?
Hey, yeah. I'm doing well. How are you?
Anytime you see 804 on there, you should say, oh, this Casey's number.
I did not know, actually, but what are you grateful for right now, Casey?
Well, right now, I'm grateful for just being healthy. I'm grateful
that
for that a lot because it's been a long time since I felt this healthy. So
that health is an amazing thing to be grateful for. Health is an amazing thing to be grateful for.
I got a lot of good people around me too, and I'm very, 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 very grateful for them as well.
That is a huge thing to be grateful for. Those are very big things to be grateful for. That's a wonderful gratitude list. Huge.
I type my diary one day at a time. That's all.
Yeah. Well, you know what? And that is a good way to start your day too. Because I think that gratitude is such an important thing. And I wanted to do a show about gratitude because I think that people kind of use it kind of in the way like service it kind of like I think that it's good to be grateful for things, but they don't really talk about why, like, what, like, I'm going to talk about something I'm grateful for, but I don't really think that people really, really talk about what it's really about, but I don't know. Maybe they do, but I mean, I think that now that I know, like, all the science-based stuff behind it, I'm really happy that I know that it's really, really a thing. Yeah. I mean, it's amazing. It's amazing to know that it actually does, like, rewire your brain. Gratitude rewires your brain.
Yeah, I would say gratitude rewires my brain immensely. I don't think I would be getting on with my life without it. I think I probably have a dull, stupid look on me on my face most of the time, you know. I go around with smiles all the time. That's the way I try to feel gratitude about my life, is keep on smiling every day. But, and if I walked around like I used to, with a big gym, with face, I wouldn't be grateful. People would have pissed me off when they do that, because they walk around and I like these grins on their faces. And they don't feel it. I don't think they're feeling gratitude about their life or anything like that. You know, they don't think they're happy at all. Do you understand what I'm saying?
Yes, I do. I think it's amazing, like, reading about people who have really, who they have just tremendous difficulties in their life, and they still can be tremendously grateful. That's very powerful. It's very powerful to read things about people who are grateful despite what they are going through. And to me, that is a huge testament to the power of gratitude. And what it means to be a person, to be in this human condition that we are in. I think it's awesome that we get to do that. Can I put you on hold for a little bit, Casey?
Yeah, I'm still here. I'm just looking at Christy's picture.
Okay. I'll talk to you later.
All right. You talk to you in a minute.
Okay. Bye, Casey.
Bye.
I wanted to read to you guys from a great article on gratitude and chronic illness about it's gratitude. It's about the power of gratitude. It started as a technique to help manage my fear, anxiety, and sadness during this unprecedented time. It worked so well, I started to investigate it further and realized that I've actually been using gratitude for years to manage some of the same feelings that have come with having a chronic illness. Based on my personal experience and that of many others, plus science-backed research, I believe that gratitude can help people with chronic illness live more fulfilling lives. People living with chronic illness explore how gratitude could play a positive role in their lives. It includes information about what a gratitude practice is, gratitude research, my personal experience, and that of women with LAM, the experience of one woman who has multiple chronic illnesses. And so she says, what is gratitude? The definition of gratitude is simply the state of being grateful or thankfulness. When it comes to incorporating that state of being into one's life for beneficial reasons, it means something more. And this article is travelbreatherepeat.com/gratitude and chronic illness/. That's where you can find it. The intentional practice of gratitude is studied in the field of positive psychology and has been associated with higher levels of well-being and happiness. The article published by Harvard Medical School offers a comprehensive definition of gratitude and includes both what it means and offers. Gratitude is thankful appreciation for what an individual receives, whether tangible or intangible. With gratitude, people acknowledge the goodness in their lives. In the process, people usually recognize that the source of that goodness lies at least partially outside themselves. As a result, gratitude also helps people connect to something larger than themselves as individuals. It's just as important to discuss what a beneficial gratitude practice isn't. It's not ignoring or glossing over tough feelings or situations. It's an article on gratitude helping during hard times, leading scientific gratitude expert Niemann writes, to deny that life has its share of disappointments, frustrations, losses, hurts, setbacks, and sadness would be unrealistic and untenable. Telling people simply to buck up, count their blessings, and remember how much they still have to be grateful for can certainly do much harm. Processing a life experience through a grateful lens does not mean denying negativity. This last part is what has resonated with me most, both given recent circumstances and looking back on my experience living with LAM. Gratitude helped me view my disease as something that has given me opportunities, not taken them away. So a lot of this article sounds a lot like what I've talked to you about tonight. And this lady has a disease, a rare illness, a disease, LAM. In 2009, in the post for Rare Disease Day, I wrote, there are truly good things that have come from my diagnosis. Though I never could have imagined it in 2010, there are things I'm grateful for. Upon reflection, it struck me that this has been a common theme among the women with LAM with whom I've connected under the past decade, fulfilling fulfillment through gratitude, be it the wonderful LAM community or a single breath. We are a grateful bunch. Through the stories I've shared, their fair share of struggle, almost all include a sense of gratitude for something gained or life in general. In our LAM community Facebook group, one member wrote encouragingly, "To all the newbies, you will get to the place where your fear is replaced with gratitude and hope." I've seen that firsthand many, many times. Two examples stick out especially. Stephanie, an expat living in France, another Steph, this one in New Jersey. And she goes on to share their experiences. How gratitude can illnesses. As explained by leading scientific gratitude expert Robert Emmons, identified in Why Gratitude is Good, being grateful enables us to experience and celebrate the present more acutely and feel positive emotions as a result. It also counters what humans describes as toxic emotions like resentment and envy. Additionally, gratitude improves stress resistance and leads to people having a higher sense of self-worth. If increased positive emotions and resilience, decreased stress and resentment and higher self-worth weren't enough, gratitude has been proven to have psychological and physiological health benefits. Gratitude has been shown predict lower incidence of depression in people with chronic illness, as reported in this 2017 study by Sirios and Wood. As detailed in this article in Psychology Today and his article on how gratitude can rewire the brain, studies have shown that people practicing gratitude report feeling less pain, sleep better, and are more motivated to undertake healthy activities, and have increased energy. Unknown, but as the author of this article wrote, it doesn't matter if gratitude makes us healthier due to the power of positivity or if the dopamine in our brain set off chains reaction that ignites the benefit of gratitude. So, this is a wonderful article. And I'm going to share it with everybody on Facebook. Now, so that you can find it. I am very pleased that you were able to get these tips and tricks on gratitude tonight. And I'd like everyone who listened to the show to think about what they are grateful for and thankful for, and how they can cultivate more gratitude in their life. Hey, Casey.
Hello. How are you doing?
I'm good. Do you think you could cultivate more gratitude in your life?
There's plenty of plenty of space to go around for being grateful.
I always think that I can
getting up every day is more space.
Yeah, true that. I am always grateful for a new day. It is a blessing. That's very true. You are one of the most positive people ever, Casey. From your smile to your aspect on life, and I am so thankful to know you and to be your friend. So
thank you very much.
Thank you very much. And with that, I am going to say adieu to you and to my wonderful audience. And thank you very much, everyone, for listening to this Mess with MS on Thanksgiving and what we are thankful for and on gratitude. And I hope you enjoyed the show and that it taught you something or it entertained you or it enlightened you. And Casey and I are wishing you a happy Sunday. So thanks, Casey. Have a good night, okay?
Good night. Do yourself a favor, Lisa? Lisa?
Yes. Yeah.
Do yourself a favor, though. Go on your Mess with MS Brain Injury Radio Network. And you may want to try to call it something else because it's getting a lot of scam.
Okay, I'll go look at it. Thank you very much. I will make sure to look at it.
Yeah.
I thank you for being my friend on that. I didn't see it last time I was there, but I will check it out. And please, everyone, please check out the next Sunday show for my good friend Donna Odell Pajerski. She will be on the 4th of December, and she will have a wonderful guest on, I am sure. And stay tuned for the next show with Kim, and she will have a great show on. And yeah, please stay tuned for that show. Kim is another wonderful host, two of my favorite people. And that's all. My next show will be on Sunday the 11th. And I can't wait to see you there. And I can't wait to see you there, Casey. But Sunday the 11th. Be there or be square. Okay. Good night, everybody. What?
Good night.
Good night.
You'll be there on the 4th?
I won't be there on the 4th, but I'll be there on the 11th. Okay, good night.
All right. Good night. Bye.
Good night.
Good night.
Good night, everybody.